All right, welcome everyone. Welcome everyone here in America, everyone here in Europe and Ireland, Scotland, Poland, Spain, and elsewhere in the world. I'm Stephen Roberts. This is a very special Friday night Cancel the Cabal. I don't normally do things, but a friend has been messaging me for like 18 years. I said he wants to get on and talk about some stuff. So I want to welcome back Pavel Gorniak back to the show. Welcome back, Pavel.
Hey, Steve. Thank you for having me on again after all these years.
Yes, I know.
It's a pleasure as always.
I know. So we're going to talk about the giant pink elephant in the room, right?
Oh, yeah. The sick one. One that's dying all the time. I just can't die.
The one that's coughing?
Yeah, the coughing one, the sneezing one, the one that's going to die because he's old, but it's going to be blaming on something else.
Right, that right. One.
Yeah. Yeah, so, so the reason why I wanted to come on is because I don't believe any of the media stories from anywhere in the world regarding the casualties from COVID-19 or SARS-CoV, whatever they call it now. It just doesn't fit. I'm looking around my country, I'm listening to the news. There's like 57 dead, including the two newest casualties were 83 and 87 years old, both with preconditions for a sickness. I can't remember what the sicknesses were, but they were respiratory problems, and of course, sure, they blamed it on COVID. So, sure. You're about America being there's been like 900. This is the rumor that in New York there's like 900 people dying daily. This is what we've been fed.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. they have to keep the fear alive. You know, they have to bring out the 5G. They have to roll out the 5G grid, which is going to give them their pretty much their worldwide net that they want for the surveillance state. I am tired of laughing at the people that say that this QAnon stuff is Trump is sending the military after the cabal to arrest them, and Tom Hanks is allegedly over in Australia, and then now he's not, and then did you know that three publications published that he died, and then they took the story down immediately?
Wow. Didn't hear about that.
Well, pretty soon, if they aren't already, they're not going to be able to keep their lives straight anymore.
Yeah, that's what's coming to. And actually, I talked to Dr. Tom Sachs from California, our mutual, I guess, friend, and we both came to a conclusion that this is the final straw. This is the breaking point.
Well, this is
these cabals succeed, or we take them down and go back to our normal lives. What we were intended to live as.
This has all been predicted many, many years ago. We knew that there was going to be a worldwide control grid. We knew that there was going to be a worldwide government. There's going to be a one world government. That's what they're pushing towards. They're pushing towards a one world currency with this cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.
The
fact that I've never liked about any of this cryptocurrency stuff, and also I believe again that the people are just buying into this crap. We've known there's been many, many documentaries and many, many people come out over the years that saying that this is what's going to happen, and they just don't know when. They just know it's going to happen because they've told us it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, this goes back to the 19th century. Even Albert Pike said it. Yes. It's been said over and over again by elite Masons, by the topmost Masons, by the Skull and Bones Society. They've been saying it. George H.W. Bush, of course, said it publicly, in front of TV cameras, that they want a one world government. Henry Kissinger keeps going on about it. but he's more a bit more, I guess, discreet about it. He goes really off the record, but someone just happens to write down what the guy's saying, but doesn't really record it, so
right.
Can't really prove it.
Right.
But he does. Kissinger does go on about it a lot. And hopefully, the guy, you know, like he's gonna peel over soon because he is like 90. So.
Oh, he'll be safe for quite a few more years. You know, they eat healthy food. They eat organic foods, and they don't eat the dangerous chemicals that us common little people put in our bodies from the
yes.
from the stores and the fast food restaurants. But anyways, I digress.
Another thing is you know, like I actually just watched a YouTube video, and I normally I wouldn't believe a YouTube video unless I see physical proof within the video, not just, you know, somebody talking. But I seen there was a guy from America holding up the CDC medical dictionary from 1989,
yes,
listing coronavirus as a common cold.
Yes,
which really, because if the guy just said it and I wouldn't see proof of it within the video, I wouldn't believe it. But it does look authentic, and you know, it's listed coronavirus right there, listed as a common cold.
Yes.
So then I got to thinking, okay, is common cold doesn't kill people. It just goes, it comes on and goes away and then comes back. But, you know, obviously this thing mutated or it's been evolved within the lab. It's hard to say, but whatever is going on, it's really fishy. Plus, the World Health Organization, to me, are criminals. They keep lying. They keep lying to us. Any kind of small disease that's like within maybe 3 or 4 countries, in that somewhere in that range, they make it out to be like a world disaster when it's really nothing. You know, they don't. These same people, they don't talk about what went on in Rwanda in the 90s, where 700,000 people died. You know, they just keep sticking to the diseases that Europeans and Westerners are dying from.
Yes.
Really. You know, and they just make a big deal out of nothing. You know, it's really it's irritating. Besides, our immune systems, you know, they evolved as well. They evolved. They take in bacteria. And, you know, and they basically, they evolve according to the bacteria that's around it. So, you know, there's really no need for any vaccines, you know, and no prescription drugs even. You know, any real doctor will tell you that.
Well.
Real doctor, like herbalists, bioenergy doctors. Yeah, so yes. I have talked to one. So, you know, and two actually. I'm not going to mention their names in case they don't want their names mentioned, but I have talked to two doctors about that, and they both told me the same thing pretty much.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, they let out the fact many, many years ago that the Agenda 21 agenda, but they also call it the Agenda 2030, to... From Agenda 2030 to Agenda 2050, they want so many guidelines met, and they want so much tyranny per year met by every country.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I've heard of the 2130 or the 2030. I have heard about that one, but the other one, no. I think they said the 2050. No,
they want it.
That one.
Yes. Yes, they have the. They have the 30-year plan laid out in the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Agenda 2. I believe it's called Agenda 21, but it's classified or it's characterized as starting with 2020, the year, and then going up to 2050 with the guidelines.
Yeah, I heard about the Agenda 21 was about reducing the world population to about 500 million, I think. So it's easier to control. Was that? Am I right about that?
Yes, that's what the Georgia Guidestones say, down to 500 million, which is, well, you know, we don't, we're not. A lot of people actually don't even believe that we're getting true numbers on what the actual world's population is.
Yeah.
The the system itself claims that there are 7.8 billion people currently right now, but a lot of people are actually thinking that it's a lot lower estimates, probably somewhere around 4.5 billion people.
Yes, you have talked about this previously. Yes, you have. Not over the show, but yeah, we have talked about this over Messenger. Yes, we have.
Well, we could be getting lied to about that too. We don't really
Well, it
know.
could be like about anything, you know, if you
Well, they could
implant
be.
it early enough, it becomes a zeitgeist and you believe it as if it's the holy truth.
They are lying about a
So,
lot of things. Let's put it that
well,
way.
they have to. They have to. It comes with the job, I guess. Comes with the job. Well, what can you say? You know, it's this is really disheartening because I never really thought this would happen in my lifetime. I always thought that I'm pretty safe, that all this is just really conspiracy theories. I never thought that people like to talk, you know, the governments like to scare us to get us in order, but sometimes I have this kind of feeling inside where this is really the beginning of, you know, something bad. Just this inside feeling. I didn't have this during SARS or during the swine flu, but now I'm having this inside, this gut feeling that something is about to happen really bad, something really bad. This isn't the Spanish flu. Even though the Spanish flu killed a lot more than this thing will or
Right.
has.
Well, we know the Spanish flu, it didn't really kill a lot of people until the vaccines came out, and then they started vaccinating the people. That's when it took off, just like all of the other viruses that have come across allegedly society over the last 120 years, 100 plus years. They don't really kill massive amounts of people until the vaccines come out.
It's always the same people that put these things out. Right now, the evil red bastard who's doing it is Gates. And I'm not buying all this stuff about Gates being, some nerd from his basement, who created Microsoft, and became a multi-billion-dollar company. I just don't buy that. I don't know his history really, because every time I look at his face,
Well,
I just can't stand looking at him. Just that smug expression on his face. I can't stand him, so I don't really get into what he's doing other than the one foundation and the Gates Foundation, So I don't know, but for sure it's him behind all this.
yes. Well, the thing about Bill Gates, you see, the allegation behind him is he did not think of any of that stuff. He was given all that technology by IBM for his parents and their roles in the 30s and 40s with Planned Parenthood, 30s, 40s, and 50s. They had just a huge role on the implementing and the
Hello?
yes.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I had to cut off for a second. Go ahead.
Bill Gates's parents had a big role in bringing forth Planned Parenthood and the abortion clinics.
Oh, never knew that.
Sorry?
Okay. Yeah, I never knew that. Just saying that I never knew that.
You
Wow, that's
didn't. No, that was their payback, making his son filthy rich, or making their son filthy rich.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. I don't know. Okay. So you have any more on? Because I just want to compare the statistics as far as deaths are concerned. What's the situation really like in America as far as these deaths are concerned with this whole coronavirus thing?
Well,
Can you fill me in a little bit?
there's a lot of videos coming out, people saying that's a load of crap. There's
Oh.
not hundreds and hundreds and or thousands of people in hospitals.
Okay.
Yes, it seems to be a load of crap too.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay. This is like private videos, right? These are private videos coming out.
Yes, of course.
Wow, okay. Well, that doesn't really surprise me, actually. Yeah, so it's just it just doesn't surprise me at all. that this is happening. As far as here, they're saying 57 deaths. Like I said, 57.
At Poland?
Yeah, in Poland overall.
Well, you know, deaths. Like I asked you earlier, I'm almost betting 10 times the amount of people die from the regular flu each year.
Say it again?
I'm betting 10 times the amount of people die from the regular flu.
Oh, for sure.
I know they do here in America. At least 20 or 50 times more supposedly have died. I just wonder if they're blaming every single death on corona and not just our regular flu. Or
I have no idea.
It's not even the flu that kills people, Pavel. It's it's the underlying medical issues with people. The pneumonia, the bronchitis, the this, that, the other thing, the cancer.
Yeah. They can't prove it. It's easier to just I could talk with Dr. Tom Sachs. We've actually talked about this, and to me, these are just parallels to 9/11.
In what way?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Notice they're striking nationalism, exaggerated patriotism. But the only difference here is with 9/11, you had a visible, tangible target to hate.
No, you didn't. Okay. You had terrorism.
Yeah, well, but they painted an Arab face behind it. If you saw an Arab, you could hate him. So we're going to do hate on a virus? You're going to hate on cells, you know?
It's sure.
An invisible enemy, which is even worse because people could hate.
There won't be a visible... There will be a visible enemy. Anyone who doesn't have a mask on is going to be their enemy.
Okay, yeah, that's a good angle, too. Yeah. It's, if you don't have a mask, you hate freedom, I guess, because you just want people to die. Yeah, that's a good angle too. But yeah, I was thinking about those parallels. Sitting at home doing nothing because everything's closed. So I haven't. People are afraid to go outside even. So
I'm not.
I'm not either. I go outside.
I'm not going to live my life
in
fear.
I worked in a supermarket for a while, I was had contact every day with people and old people, young kids. Everyone, I'm not sick, I feel normal, so this is all a bunch of crap. Anyone who tells me, I had somebody from Canada call me, and they were reading me out about a post I did on Facebook, so it did sound hateful, even though really I guess wasn't, but it did sound hateful. Which really upset me, just because I had an opinion differing from the one that's been fed by CNN, or CBC as it is in Canada, more popular. Yeah, so you're right, it is turning into a visible enemy. Before it was Arabs, now it's people without masks. Just, people who don't wash their hands every 20 seconds.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm just I'm kind of worried. Not about the virus. I don't care about the virus.
I'm worried
about the consequences of what's going to happen when people give up their freedoms here in Poland. Because America has no more freedoms left. You guys don't have any freedoms left. Human rights? Nope.
The RFID chip's coming very soon.
Is that official?
Well, I don't know about official, but I know it's going to be coming soon.
Oh. Oh, wow. Okay. That's scary to me, the fact that you can't go anywhere without somebody tracking you. Just the thought of it, that they can, turn you off, technically. They can turn you off.
Like I said, sure. They're going to be able to turn you off if you don't capitulate with the system. They're going to have the RFID chip, and that's going to be directly connected to your cryptocurrency.
And bank, yeah.
And that was all predicted many, many, many years ago.
But people are too fat and happy to, notice that. As long as they get something that makes a noise and hums a little bit, they're happy that they get a little gizmo to play with. They don't care, what's really going on. As the Wizard of Oz... paradigm. You know, they don't care what's going to be behind the curtain as long as they have a little toy to play with.
Right.
You know, I was actually that way till about age of 16. And then George Carlin's You're All Diseased HBO special woke me up. That was my wake-up point.
Right.
When I was 16. You know, when I just started realizing that not everything is the way it's painted out, it's made out to be. And since then, I've been paying attention to what I'm watching, what I'm listening to, and everything like that. So it's this is disheartening that people, like especially for Poland, people who survived the Second World War, the Cold War, you know, communism, all that, the Soviet rule, that they're gullible right now for something this small.
Uh-huh.
You know, like if our real patriots, the ones that you know, fought for freedom during World War II and during communists during the communist rule, you know, they'd be turning over in their graves if they knew what was going on right now. That people are just bending over freely.
They would be, yeah. Now they'd probably be clapping.
I don't know about that. But those were real intelligent heroes, our real, real patriotic heroes. The ones that we have right now that just go on, you know, in front of a microphone and spew patriotic or nationalistic jargon, you know, they're nothing, you know. They're nothing. They're just talking heads. Like Trump is in America, you know.
Yeah.
So, I just can't stand it, you know. It's like, what can I do? You know, I can't go anywhere because everything's closed. You can't.
I guess you're lucky to be able to work.
Well, I am working, so you know. Yeah. Well, people are losing jobs. Like, you know, restaurants are closing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stores are closing.
Well, this is all, this is all a beta test. You do know that, right? This is probably not going to be the actual full collapse. This is probably just their beta test. They really want to see what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
You know, there has been talking about, I mean, people for quite a few years now have been going back to homeschooling.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
This might just awaken a lot more people and force them to look into homeschooling, having a one income family, like I've been trying to preach for 11 years now.
Right. Okay.
You know, you and I have some mutual Facebook friends that actually do that. Homeschool, grow their own food, make a lot of their own stuff that they need to do and live sustainably. You and I know a couple of women that do that and their families.
Yeah. I know one up in Georgia. She hasn't been active on Facebook for years now, for I think 3 years now. She keeps moving up further north in Canada. And like every time I talk to her, she's like, anyway, she was living in Alaska. Then she moved out of Alaska. I think she went to Canada somewhere, up somewhere in the Northwest Territories, whatever the hell it's called now. You know, and she's
in the Yukon?
Further north, and she's self-sustainable.
In the Yukon,
no
yeah. Husband,
no man, just living by herself, doing everything by herself.
Hmm. You're not talking about the woman that's on that TV show, are you? Life Below Zero?
No, she wouldn't be on TV. No, she wouldn't be on TV.
Okay.
No. It's, you know, she was rarely on Facebook or whatever because she was, you know, she kept losing reception. She had no internet connection out there. You know,
right.
She had to really maneuver to get any kind of connection out there.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, but you know, hats off to her. You know, cheers to her. She got out of the system, and she's doing it by herself.
Well, that's what I've been dreaming about doing for years. So I might as well do it now.
Well, it's,
while they're forcing us to.
Yeah, we gotta do it now. You know, because if we let these evil people win, then it's game over. Simple as that. Game over.
Uh huh.
They won. I don't know, but it's hard to, you know, fight this battle by yourself because you know, sitting on the fence, like a lot of these people are sitting on the fence regarding all this. You know, they all join the side that's winning, the comfortable side, the one that doesn't have to, you know, worry about getting arrested, or, you know,
yeah,
they just say, okay, fine, yeah, yeah, I'll lie down, I'll lie down anytime you want me to.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how that's what I think is going to happen. And, you know, that's why, well, we can try to, you know, inform people through this show, through Vincent Marcanti's show, End the Plutocracy. He's got his own show. It's successful. You know, he's going to get me on his show as well soon.
Uh-huh.
He told me that. Yeah. Because he listens to our show. I mean, your show, sorry. He listens to your show. And
he does.
You know, and he from what I know and from what I gather, he does. And that's why
okay.
he wants to get me on his show, get the Eastern European perspective of things.
Okay, okay.
I'm like, sure, why not, you know?
Right, right.
An angry little bald man from Boston. Wait, is he from Chicago or Boston? I think Chicago. Yeah, he's from Chicago.
Is it Chicago? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So if he wants
you
to
don't
get
have
me
to,
on that...
you don't have to be angry to do this. Don't have to act like Alex Jones.
He's just funny. He's just you know, he's a good guy. You know, he's also, I think it's more of a cynical anger from his side. I mean, he does hate, you know, plutocracy, capitalism, but just has a funny way of presenting
it. You know, it's capitalism is not the problem. Crony plutocracies, cronyism is the problem. Capitalism is not the problem.
I guess, you could anything, really, and if you put evil people behind it, it's going to become evil.
There's been a lot of people that are talking about Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and their forms of socialism. Now, they are both on record supporting the Venezuelan and the Cuban forms of socialism. Well, those aren't socialism. They're and also Cuba, I'm sorry. Those aren't socialist nations. They're communist nations. And then other people have this phrase, well, you know, we need to look into some of the Scandinavian countries like Norway and Sweden and Switzerland and try to implement their style of socialism. Well, you see, the fact is, those other countries, those Nordic countries,
Scandinavian countries, yeah,
they don't have socialism. They have a modified capitalism. They have a modified capitalistic system with a great social healthcare system. It is a fair market system. It's not a cronyism type of system. It's a fair market.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess, you know, you could really look at it in any way you really want and call it whatever you want. You know, I mean, whatever they're doing is working for them. You know, they really have really high taxes, but it all comes back, you know, like...
to a fair market system. Yeah, it comes back to a fair market system.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, you can call it anything. Like, you know, if you see Donald Trump come on TV and say that America's a democracy and has freedom,
no.
Okay, fine. Maybe it's his version of freedom or democracy, but in other people's eyes, it's,
he's
a plutocracy, cronyism. It's,
correct.
It's evil.
Correct.
No, it's not freedom. Whatever it is, it's not freedom. It's not.
He's democracy. Not talking about. He's not talking about the 50 states. He's talking about the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C. That's where the democracy is. All the rest of the land outside of Washington, D.C. doesn't have a democracy.
True, true.
Yeah.
They don't. I would like to, do the show again, but, it's really difficult. I have a lot of work right now. You know, so I'm getting off at all kinds of weird hours. I get off of work at 4 in the morning. I get off at all kinds of different weird times. Now it's, 10 p.m. my time. I got off. I'm basically coming home. So it wouldn't be a problem, Steve, to do this show maybe next week. On a free day, like on a Saturday or something, or on Sunday,
Well,
that'd be a
though
problem.
there's other shows on Saturdays and Sundays. There's quite a few other shows, but we
Okay.
would have to figure something out.
Okay. Yeah, and just, again, it's really difficult. I have all these I have all this really juicy stuff about this whole COVID thing, but I'm just on again working a lot. I wanted to get this out of my system nonetheless, and hear some info from you. And I was hoping Gary would be on, but obviously he's not, and get his perspective of what's going on in Ireland. Knowing Irish people, there's nothing going on there. They're sitting in a pub and drinking right now,
They
from
are?
what I think. Yeah, because I mean, Irish people are too tough. They're too tough to let
They're
somebody
not gonna
tell them,
close.
okay, you can't drink, like tell an Irish guy
Well,
not
we're
to sit on
drinking.
this pub.
We're just going to the liquor store and buying it there.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Ireland, pubs are not, just a, it's not just a pub. It's their ritual, it's their religion,
Yes,
really.
I know it is. I'm
You
part
tell
Irish.
you
I
tell
know.
them we're shutting down your pubs, they're gonna be like,
I
yeah, you shit,
know.
you're
That's
no, you're not,
what I've been pissed
Yeah,
about for
but
the
I
last
believe what's
month.
going on there. I
That's
don't
what
believe it.
I've been pissed about for the last month now. They shut down my pool halls and my pubs.
Oh crap! Oh no! Oh, that's bad. That's bad. Actually, speaking of closing or not closing stuff down, in Belarus, everything is open as normal.
Is that right?
Belarus is, I think, one of the few countries that didn't shut down. The president of Belarus went on record saying that this is exaggerated. Basically, this is exaggerated.
Sure. Well, Trump tried to say that, but then he got reamed up the rear end for doing it.
Who?
Tr Trump.
Oh, really? Did he?
Sure he did. That's when he come out and said, this has all been blown out of proportion, and then he got reamed for it. So he's had to do stuff.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I guess I don't know. I think he's MK Ultra, Trump.
They all
That's what.
are. They're all
Yeah.
controlled. They're all controlled by
Yeah.
the FBI and the CIA.
And I don't know if you've heard. I think it was a movie on YouTube, or it could have been a book. I think it could have been a book. It's called MK Out of Control. Have you heard about that?
Not yet, no.
Yeah, it's been out, I think, for 2 years now. It's either a video on YouTube. You can check on that. It's either a video on YouTube or a book was put out like that. But it's more likely a video. Saying that this whole MK Ultra thing is just going out of control. It's just rampant. Like everyone who appears, excuse me, on TV is apparently, athletes, actors, politicians. Bill Clinton is a huge example, a very popular example of MK Ultra. The popular cutout scene where they thought that the TV cameras were off, and he's just sitting there stone
Looks
faced,
like a
and
zombie. Yeah.
sorry,
He looks like a zombie.
yeah, and he's getting his face powdered, and he's she's the makeup lady's touching his eyes with powder. He's not even blinking. He's just sitting there, so that and Kobe Bryant is another one. I saw very good a film, a compilation film of MK Ultra athletes and actors, and he was for sure MK Ultra, and I think he paid the ultimate price when he died in a plane crash. I think that's the ultimate price for his success and fame
Yeah, that was
the
mo
NBA.
I think that was more of a sacrifice is what I've heard people talk about.
Yeah, well,
For
it could have
his
been a sacrifice as well.
well, he's had a lot of he's had a lot of women come after him in civil court for his sexual transgressions. Let's put it that way. He's a big molester himself too. Of I don't believe it's probably not children, but it's of women.
Yeah, well, he's a big guy if he's still alive, which
Huh?
I don't know, might be alive.
Probably is.
Yeah, because I haven't seen or heard about his funeral, just like Epstein. I don't think there was a funeral even for him. Do you remember anything like that?
No, there wasn't no funeral for Epstein.
Or for Kobe.
Right. I
So I
didn't.
remember all these, I remember Michael Jordan crying. I remember Vince Carter talking about him. I remember Shaq crying, but the only one that didn't cry about this whole thing was Vince Carter. He was just smiling, remembering an old friend. But Shaq started, you know, making a scene. Jordan started crying his eyes out. Suspicious regarding that. It's a fact that Trump is MK Ultra, and that's why he was told by his master to, you know, say that this whole COVID-19 thing is a serious problem. Maybe he was reprogrammed for that. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kanye West is another one. Kanye West. He's also MK Ultra.
Sure.
The only one I think is actually Vince Carter, because they're saying that he didn't achieve his full potential in the NBA, which is kind of true. You know, he could have did a lot more. But, I've actually met Vince Carter, and to me, he just seemed normal, like very down to earth, you know, and plus he wasn't ever magnified in the way that Kobe or Jordan were. So I think this whole thing plays in with whatever is going on with this coronavirus thing. People are getting programmed, you know, like statesmen, politicians are getting programmed to act a certain way so that convince people. You know, even though these politicians maybe have a different opinion, but they've been programmed to say something else in case they try to spill the beans on what's really going on. That's what I think is happening as well.
Yep.
Just a question of who. Who is this really? Like, who are the people that are programmed? And you know, it's
right.
So that's
right.
That's what I think it plays in very nicely. I think it just plays very nicely into their hands. They have these people say whatever they want under control, that make sure they don't slip.
Yep.
Oh, that's that. Unfortunately. Normally I'd be sitting in a pub myself, actually, but it's closed. So I'm standing out. While enjoying the semi-fresh air, and that's pretty much it. I don't know. Do you have anything else you can fill us in, maybe from?
I think we got a pretty good bit.
Okay. Again, I have a lot more material ready, but I'm just half alive with all that's been going on with me, you know. The jobs and everything, all the weird hours I've been working and the amount of hours I've been working, the constant shifting of my work schedule. So I'm just really, you know, on end. I'm just really on the edge. So anyway, if that's all, then, we can continue this next week, you know, once everything gets a little bit more normal. I don't know.
Yeah.
We can continue this and get Gary involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Steve, in that case, since pretty much run out of time, I think. So again, thank you for having me on, letting me vent out any frustration regarding all this.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you as always for being my little personal soapbox.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one, and thanks to all the listeners and your hosts for having me on again. Thank you, and have a good night.
You too. Good night, Bob.
Thanks. Bye. Take care.
Okay, everyone. That was just a little special show for Friday night here. We're all done, and I'm all done too. So thank you very much. Until next time.